There are more than 17,000 vacant lots in Baltimore. Most of them are strewn with trash. Studies show that cleaning up vacant lots brings major benefits to the communities where they're located, including better health outcomes and reduced gun violence. Now there's a city program designed to reap some of those benefits by transforming abandoned privately owned lots into green spaces. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has more.
Bertha Nixon is sitting in her walker in a wide green lot, just a few steps away from her home in Boyd Booth, a West Baltimore neighborhood.
I'm trashed. That's what it looked like. It looked like everybody come by, throw it over the fence, and keep getting up.
She's remembering how the lot at 50 South Pulaski Street once was, when it was a major ground for illegal dumping.
Since we got it cleaned up like this, nobody had to put anything over here. And we thank God for that.
Now the lot is luscious and green. It has a smattering of trees and a sturdy fence to prevent cars from entering the lot and dumping trash. Lots to Love is behind the transformation. The new program from the city's Office of Sustainability is turning 47 vacant lots throughout the city into green spaces, most of them privately owned. Kimberly Knox, a Green Network coordinator with the city, ushered in Lots to Love. She asked Nixon and other community leaders throughout Baltimore to identify lots they thought needed the transformation.
We went to communities and said, how can we connect green spaces throughout Baltimore to make sure that everyone has access to green space?
Leaders chose lots near schools, recreation centers, and business corridors. Knox notified the lots owners of their plans. She says only one owner got back to her. After the Pulaski Street lot was selected, the city sent workers to clear it. Excited community members helped them.
They picked up the mattresses, they picked up the kids' toys, they picked up the bottles, they picked up diapers, they picked up all the trash was all over this. It took them 3 days with a crew of five people to get all the trash out.
The program is relatively cheap. Knox says the city budgeted around $50 per square mile of cleaning efforts. Baltimore also partnered with local workforce development organizations to hire local residents to care for the lots.
So that's like a double benefit, right? So that's a co-benefit that you're not only improving the basic structures and places of the neighborhood, but you're also perhaps generating jobs for folks.
That's Charlie Brannis, the chair of Columbia University's Department of Epidemiology. He led a series of influential studies on land care, a similar vacant lot remediation program in Philadelphia.
We think that once you clean and green these spaces, that the benefits of reduced crime and improved mental health and other sorts of benefits continue to be maintained for years to come.
Brannis and his team found that the new green spaces lowered neighbors' stress levels and increased rates of exercise. They also found that areas near remediated lots experience a significant reduction in firearm violence, and those reductions hold steady over the years. Brannis says that's because vacant lots can serve as a storage unit for illegal guns, and greening them reduces opportunities for crime. Jerlene Boyd, an 80-year-old community leader in Boyd Booth, agrees with this theory. She says a clean lot sends a message to local troublemakers.
If they got some problems to do it someplace else. Don't need to do it around here. Too many babies, too many children.
Brannis' research also suggests that the benefits of greening lots endure without the unwanted consequences of gentrification, like displacement. And less than 5% of the lots he studied were developed after they were cleaned, meaning neighbors got to keep enjoying their green spaces. Boyd and Nixon are hopeful the new green space will bring a measure of calm to their neighborhood, and they have big plans for it. At the end of the month, their community association will host a kids' movie night. Knox says many of the community leaders she's worked with have been advocating for more green spaces for years, so now they're eager to run with it.
So once you've cleared and mowed the lots, then they have all sorts of great ideas of what they want to do in terms of activating the lot, and that makes it even more exciting.
Knox and her colleagues cobbled Lots to Love's funding together through city and state grants. They hope to run the program again next year. There's no shortage of vacant lots due for transformation. I'm Emily Sullivan reporting for 88.1 WIPR.